Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Thursday Night Football just around the corner, coming up at 7 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We got the Buffalo Bills hosting the Miami Dolphins tonight. We saw Josh Allen warming up, and I hope you got him in fantasy football this evening because I think
he might light it up tonight.
He is going to light it up against Miami. Although you always wonder, you know, it's one of those things with divisional rivals, but man, oh, man, El Stinko have been the Dolphins this year.
Man, just are they going to have a heartbeat, so to speak? And that's the thing. When things go down, and they go down quickly for your football team, and you see it with them, you wonder, can they can recover? Can they make a run at this? I would say probably not. And Buffalo is not a team you try to make some hay because of the amount of talent the Bills have on that football
team. Yeah, it's not even like Miami has home field advantage tonight.
No, you got no advantage.
No, none.
At any level. So, man, you know, Mike McDonald here, though, you know, if players say, you know, hey, I'm playing to save my coach's job, if you haven't shown me the last couple of weeks, they were trying for that. So I think, you know, you wonder a little bit when you lose a team. We saw it last year with Dennis Allen.
Yeah.
We saw it then. You know, you lost it. And it's happening to Mike McDaniel almost the exact same way.
Definitely been rough to see this Dolphins squad because you feel like you have the talent on offense, but a big problem has definitely been the trigger man. And a lot of folks.
And on defense, they've had a ton of injuries.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who's part of that training. Mark Schlereff always talks about it. You know, 1 year is one thing. When you start to have injuries. Because sometimes that's just bad luck.
Right.
It happens in sports. But when you have it a second time, then you better start looking at what you're doing because it might not be the right thing. Man, you look at all the defensive guys that have went down for the Dolphins. They've had a ton of injuries on that side of the field. So, Steve, again, it's not real good news. And, again, what an older owner in this league and his patience – is starting to get real thin here. Mike McDaniel, I don't know if he can survive too many more weeks. Really don't.
Yeah, that's like we mentioned earlier, when you get those releases from certain betting sites or, you know, wanting to give you the odds on coachings, the first ones to be fired, his name's a top of the list. That's not good.
Yeah, and almost like they skip a line and then just put a second guy. So you know that isn't a really good thing for Mike. And just remember, this was not the owner's first choice. That guy that coached the Saints and then went to Denver was his first choice.
Looking at these games Sunday for this Black and Gold bunch, they have a road trip to Seattle. I've already flown out. We'll be landing in Seattle shortly. But 7.5-point underdogs in this matchup. And I know we're going to talk a lot about it more in our Pick 6 segment. This is a tough one for the Saints to get on board with, even to be competitive in this game just because you look at how this Seattle team is built defensively and where, for me at least, one of the biggest weaknesses, that interior of that O-line, I'm definitely concerned about against the Seahawks.
Definitely going up against Leonard Williams and Byron Murphy.
Amen, right.
That's a tough duo there. Their edge guys are, you know, not, that's not the household names. It's the two guys in the middle. And we'll see if Devin Weatherspoon can play.
Right.
I think arguably he's their best player on the team. But, you know, he's had an injury, and we'll see if he can come back. Now, Mike McDonald does.
It's very similar.
Yeah, it's similar. Does some things in practice that aren't what you would normally do in practice, so to speak. It's not normal what you would do in practice. And so Spoon didn't practice yesterday. That
right.
wasn't a surprise. We'll see if he can get in some work Friday. Because Devin's one of those guys, okay, practice for the unskilled. Let me get in there. I can take care of it. You can't play him full time, but I think wouldn't be surprised you see Spoon. And he's one of the best defensive backs in the National Football League. Not the biggest guy in the world, but, boy, he is so quick and technically sound. He finds the football quickly in flight. He's got what I would call quick eyes. He can look up and find the ball real fast. And that's something you can't teach. Either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
As a football player, Devin Weatherspoon's got it at a high level, too.
You look at this Seattle offense, though, that does not scare me, really. So the run game is pretty good, but I don't know. I'm just not the biggest Sam Darnold fan, Mike.
Man, he looked great last year. that's all I can tell you. And, you know, how much of that is Kevin O'Connell, you know, coaching in that scheme. But they got two really good backs. The offensive line, I would say it's above average. It's not a great unit, offensive line-wise.
Njigba.
Njigba. Nah,
he's having a heck of a season.
Man, he can kind of corkscrew you into the ground when he runs a route. And you watch defensive backs. A lot of times they think they have an angle on him, and, man, he just out-angles the angle that a corner has on him. But with Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet, those two guys are two what I would call heavy-duty runners.
I know Charbonnet's dealing with that foot issue. We'll find out more about him.
Well, all I know is Kenneth Walker, he can control the game by himself.
Yeah, and he did last week.
Oh, man, and he's a heck of a player. And, again, you're playing in a stadium, and, you know, Bobby talked to Drew Brees about it yesterday, about how difficult it is, because that sound from the top goes straight down onto the field. And, you know, you deaf in there. So that's why, you know, Drew said it, that, you know, it was a lot of hand signals, a lot of kind of, I'm going to do this and just watch me for the snap is going to be difficult. And you got Spencer Rattler. I mean, doesn't have a ton of experience. It's not like he's a rookie, because when you play a few games, you're not a rookie no more.
Yeah.
But, man, playing in that stadium is difficult. It's really difficult.
This one, a tough one, Mike. And obviously next week, too, we mentioned they're going to be where we are for Thursday Night Football this evening in Buffalo. So the Black and Gold definitely having a tough road go after, man, they had some winnable games in the Superdome to start the season.
Oh, man, you go look back at last week. How the hell did we lose this game?
Yeah.
How did we lose this game?
Taking a break here on Sports Talk, our weekend kickoff edition on WWL at the Treasure Chest Casino. We'll be right back with more. Our Pick 6 segment coming up, where we take our best bets in college and NFL for the weekend, right after this on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Weekend kickoff are rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. I know everybody's favorite segment right now, Mike. Pick six.
It ain't been our favorite segment.
I was going to say, we go over our selections. Charlie, it has not been pretty for us this season.
20 games in, gentlemen. We have one person with a winning record, and that is Bobby at 12-8. Last week, man, like a couple things really didn't go our way. The Georgia game, for instance, against Tennessee. Georgia wins, but they don't cover because they only win it by 3 points in overtime. That didn't work out. Florida gets the pick six, and even though LSU's offense didn't look very good, they don't cover the 7.5-point spread that everybody had picked. And then the Saints, you know, they lose by 5, but they don't cover the 3. So it just wasn't a good week for us. I go 2-5. Mike, you went 2-5. Steve and Bobby both go 3-4 in our pick seven edition. So we're going back to the basics, guys. I'm tired of this pick seven stuff. It has not been working out, even though there's been a lot of really good games. This week, it's a little bit of a lighter slate. So it made sense to go back to just, you know, regular pick six. And college, guys, we got a few really good matchups. The first one I'm going to throw at you is maybe a preview of the Big 12 championship game in a couple months. We'll see what ends up happening. Number 17, Texas Tech at number 16, Utah. Actually, before we get to that, let me actually reset the standings. As I mentioned, Bobby's the only one with a winning record. He's 12-8. Mike is 10-10. He's in second place. Steve is 9-11. I am 8-12. So I'm sitting in last place here, guys. I really got to pick it up. But all it takes is 1 week. All it takes is one good week. So we'll get to it. As I mentioned, Texas Tech at Utah, guys. The Utes are 2.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's going with Utah, likely because they're at home. And, I mean, it's a tough place to play. I'm going with Texas Tech. And, Mike, I remember we interviewed Tim Brando before the season started. And Texas Tech was one of those sneaky teams for him entering the year that not many people were talking about. Everyone kind of brings up the Big 12 and says it's really anyone's game because there's all these teams that are just solid, not great necessarily. I mean, these are probably two of the best teams in the Big 12. Give me Texas Tech because even if they lose this game, I got a feeling, guys, this is going to be a really, really tight matchup in Utah.
Styles make a fight, just like a football game. I know what Whittingham can do. I'm going to be like Hebert. I'm going to go with Utah.
Yeah, Charlie, you're the only one on the Texas Tech side. I'm rolling with the Utes as well. I think it's going to be a tight one, but I think they end up pulling this out. I'm going with I feel like Utah's defense will end up saving the day at the end, although Texas Tech's offense I know is dangerous out there.
Best team money can buy.
Show me the money, guys. I mean, that's a $28 million NIL pool that they spent on this roster. So they built this defensive line. It's going up a real good Utah offensive line as well, guys. But even if they lose, I feel like this could be a really, really tight game. So hopefully Texas Tech can come through for me and get me out of the kind of cellar here in the standings. Up next, we got an SEC matchup, number 22, Auburn, at number 11, Oklahoma. OU, 6.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's taking OU. I am following suit. and rolling with John Mateer. It is just that simple, guys. I remember we talked about the Sooners, I think it was, 2 weeks ago when they had played Michigan, and we really liked Mateer. Mateer has shown me nothing to make me not pick Oklahoma in this matchup. I know there's some revenge factor with the Auburn quarterback, but give me OU minus 6.5 as well.
You wanted to say something about the previous game?
Yeah, I'm going to say it now. The two tackles for Utah both have chances to be first-round picks. Okay, and Texas Tech spent a lot of money on edge rushers.
Yeah.
But, okay, Utah says, okay, that's fine. I got two guys that can block you. That's what's to watch for, Utah, Texas Tech. How the Utah offensive tackles handle the two edge rushers for Texas Tech.
Gotcha.
I'm going with Oklahoma. I just think Mateer is a cut above at quarterback. Their defense is really good. Got a lot of young players on that squad that they've recruited. Got a lot of experience. Auburn got to prove it to me.
Yeah.
And Jackson Arnold, he's a good runner. I don't know how good of a passer he is. He never impressed me as a passer. Mateer, he's upper level as far as a passer.
I'm with you with Auburn needing to prove it to me as well. I haven't seen enough of it. I think this is a clean sweep from all of us, Charlie. Everyone's going Oklahoma.
Clean sweep for the Sooners, guys. I just remember watching the Baylor-Auburn game. I think it was week one, where I know that Sawyer Robertson's an experienced quarterback, but he torched those Auburn DBs. And just thinking about that matchup with Mateer and Oklahoma's weapons and their passing attack versus the Auburn DBs, like you guys said, it's kind of an easy pick. So all of us are going with OU minus 6.5 at home. And their schedule ramps up, guys. So we'll see what ends up happening there. Up next, guys, we got Tulane at number 13, Ole Miss. The Rebels, 12.5-point favorites in Oxford for this showdown. And, you know, Bobby's got Tulane, and I'm right there with them. And just hearing Jeff Duncan talk about Coach Summerall, it really fired me up, guys. I got Tulane plus 12.5. That is a lot of points for me to work with, and I feel pretty good about the wave.
I'm going with Ole Miss. This is almost feels like a trap to me some kind of way. And Tulane's got a good football team. But one thing I know with Lane Kiffin, he got a chance to put it on you. He does secure points. So, man, it's a lot of points. And, man, it almost seems to sucker you in to grab Tulane in the points.
Right.
But to me, I'm going to go with Kiffin and Ole Miss and hope I'm wrong. But I do think the Rebels end up winning this, despite the fact it almost looks like a trap for them. That you just played Arkansas, you play LSU next week, but man, just something in between my ears tells me Ole Miss.
I like the Green Wave's defense, Mike, but for me too, I just think the firepower from the Rebels is a little too scary for me. I think they end up, and it might be close early on, but in the end, Ole Miss pulls away. I will give the 12.5, and unfortunately think Tulane suffers their first loss of the season.
See, guys, I went against the wave last week. I will not do it again. Tulane plus 12.5, and I hope that they can pull off this upset, because if so, this Tulane team is, I think, in the driver's seat for that group of five playoff spot. Anyways, moving on to NFL week three, we got the Rams at the Eagles in a rematch of last year's divisional game. Philadelphia, 3.5-point favorites over Los Angeles at home. Bobby's got the Eagles, and I agree with him. I will be going with Saquon Barkley, who just seems to own the Rams every time they play. Give me the Eagles by a touchdown here.
Yeah, Philly scares me because they haven't looked exactly like the world champs right now, but 2-0 is 2-0, and I don't know. I'm going to go with Philly at home just because they are the home team in this one. Rams, though, we saw it in the playoffs. They're a scary matchup for this squad.
This is a toughie for me because I think matchups and, again, styles make the fight. The Rams, for whatever reason, they seemingly match up really, really well.
Right.
So I'm going to go Philly.
It's clean sweep again, Charlie.
Clean sweep for the second time in four games here, guys. Up next, we got the Saints at the Seahawks. Seattle, you know, this has been a weird number. I've seen it at 7.5. When I last checked, it was 7. So we don't have the half point to work with here. Seattle minus 7 at home. Bobby obviously has the Saints. I'm going to go with the Seahawks here, guys. This very well could be a push, very similar to what we saw week one against Arizona.
Yeah, I'm concerned about this road trip. This is my first time this season. I'm picking against the Saints in the game. I'm worried about Seattle's D, that D-line against our O-line. Not a good matchup for me, and just what we've been seeing from, like I mentioned, with Njigba being the second-best receiver right now in the NFL. Watch out for those DBs back there. and the lack of a pass rush for the Saints, Sam Darnold can very well pick you apart like we saw Mac Jones do. I'm taking the Seahawks begrudgingly in the -7.
Yeah, I think Sam may get healthy here. I'm going to go with Seattle. I'd like to say different, but
right.
I just think Seattle's the better team, and I think at home it makes it much more difficult, but I'm going to go Seahawks.
And we don't have to deal with that dreaded half point, guys. So just the -7, you feel pretty comfortable with it just because. And another thing is, Steve, we're going to do preview of this later on tomorrow and also on Sunday, but just the biggest kind of question about getting Darnold on the turf, because when he's kept upright and he's got a clean pocket, he's just a completely different quarterback. So, and the Saints pass rush hasn't been very impressive, especially with Chase Young also not practicing again. That scares me. Seahawks -7 is the pick for us. And Bobby's the only one sticking with the Saints there at +7. So there's that note as well. Our last game, Monday Night Football, guys. This past Monday Night Football broke my heart. As Mike Dettillier, as Steve Geller, as both of you know, the Texans, oh man, I was feeling good about that game. And then Baker Mayfield and all those stats in the final 2-minute drill in the fourth quarter came up. He ends up leading the Buccaneers to a victory, come from behind against the Texans. So we're doing another Monday Night game that I think is going to be really, really fun this weekend, guys. The Lions at the Ravens. The Lions really had that resurge performance against the Bears this past week. I don't know how much of that is because the Bears stink, but the Ravens are 5.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Ravens. I agree with him. So two teams coming off a dominant week 2 victories against kind of suspect opponents necessarily, but give me Baltimore at home -5.5 alongside with Hebert.
For me, guys, I do like the Ravens to win this game, but 5.5 might be too rich for me. In fact, it is, because I'm going to take the Lions getting that 5.5 on the road in this one. I think it's going to be a tight matchup. Ravens do come on out. I'm up on top, but Detroit covers.
I'm going to go Ravens here. Derrick Henry. The Lions defensively, that's some big question marks for me there from on defense. I think they can make some plays offensively. Man, they got firepower. But you know what? I think the Ravens at home, give me Baltimore.
So,
and they cover.
Steve, you are standing alone with the Lions there. Otherwise, we have a clean sweep on the Eagles. The three of us agree with the Seahawks. Bobby's got the Saints. And then me, Mike, and Bobby have the Ravens. And Steve, you have the Lions. So those are our NFL picks. And that's our pick 6 for this week, guys. Hopefully we can get into the positive here. It's been a bad start.
Yeah, cheers, gentlemen. Hopefully our picks get a lot better as we go
along.
Can
it get worse?
We're warming up.
Can it get worse?
We're going to take a break here on our weekend edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hook up with Southeastern head coach Frank Selfo right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. grab some popcorn, and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into the Treasure Chest Casino, kicking off our weekend kickoff. We're getting ready for also Thursday Night Football, 7 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, Saturday, we got LSU taking on Southeastern. Happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle, Southeastern head coach Frank Selfo joining us now. How's it going, coach?
Hey, it's going good, man. Just had finished up a good day of practice and had a solid week for us this week.
Frank, it doesn't matter if you're from Louisiana or not. Man, to play in Tiger Stadium, you got guys that grew up, they watched LSU and, you know, Tiger Stadium. And you got people from Mississippi and Alabama, too. But there's nothing like that Death Valley. Playing in that stadium, and I tell people all the time, I remember Nichols goes in there last year, and for three quarters, they sort of went punch for punch with the Tigers. And Colin Guggenheim was the running back on that team. I told him, I said, Colin, you can tell your kids and grandkids this. Nichols lost, but you didn't.
Yeah, it's true. We watched the film on that, so it was good. He did a great job. It is, Mike. You know that. Tiger Stadium is one of maybe the most iconic stadium in the country with the pageantry, the tailgating at night. I don't know if there's a greater place to go into, and I've been to a lot of them. And so, you know, I'm happy that our guys have an opportunity to go there. I'm happy that our guys have an opportunity to compete, and it's just one more game on the schedule that we get an opportunity to go play and show everybody who we are.
Frank, you'll get a kick out of this. A.J. McCarron came to the Manning Passing Academy, and you know, he went playing Tiger Stadium. He played there as a sophomore and senior. He didn't play as a sophomore, but he was there. So I told him, what's your impressions of Tiger Stadium? He said, when got off the bus, the first thing that hit me, the smell of alcohol. He said, man, I've never smelled alcohol that strong before in my life getting off that bus. And so I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Come on, it's part of the tailgating experience at LSU.
Well, it's the best in the country. You know that, Mike. And obviously, we've both been there a few times, right? I've been to Tiger Stadium. And so it's going to be a treat for me. I thought you were going to say the first thing he felt was or smelt was red beans and rice hitting him in the face or something, you know, because that happens too. But I think that place is. I know their record over there. I saw Brian talk about that. They're 17-1 at night. What a daunting place to go into, and they're playing really well right now. They got such a good football team. They're so well coached and they're playing well, and it's obviously a heck of a way to prove or to see who we are, right? To measure ourselves against one of the best in the country.
Tell us about your connection with that guy as the D.C. there. That eventually, Mr. Baker, I think, will be a head coach somewhere in college football pretty soon. But you got a connection to Blake.
Yeah, you know, Blake played for us at Tulane, Mike. He was recruited him out of high school and signed him late. He was an undersized linebacker that was just tenacious, a ball hog, just knew what to do, man. And I always tell people, we tried to out-recruit him every year he was there, and we just couldn't. He was a starter. He was a leader. He did everything that you want out of a Mike backer. And, you know, I think his personality, you can see the defense, that's his personality, how tenacious they are, how they run around, how physical they play, how they anticipate. All of those things, you see that in their defense, but you saw that in Blake when he was playing. And, his family, the mom, dad, great people. I say he's a good kid. He's a good man, and he's got some kids and married, and I'm just so happy for him. His journey has just it's taken him to where he is right now, and he's earned every bit of it along the way and overcome so many odds to get to that point.
Coach, when you watch the film of LSU, I think the biggest improvement from a year ago is their secondary. And I met up with Corey Raymond in the offseason, and he's like, Mike, I'm going to tell you something. If I can't coach this group, they're going to be looking for another secondary coach next year. And they bring in Mansoor Delane, DJ Pickett, the top cover cornerback in America comes in. You get there are two safeties. You look at A.J. Halsey, and, you know, they bring in a North Carolina State safety and Cooley. Man, they look like a totally different team, and so much of it, Coach, has to do with the improvement they have in the secondary.
There is no doubt. I made that statement on Monday. I thought that their secondary might be the best that I've ever seen at the college level, or one of. And there's not much, you know, they play two really good teams and offensive teams in Clemson and Florida with some talented players. And there was not a lot of separation in those routes that those guys were running, especially in man coverage. And what it allows Blake to be able to do defensively is a lot of things that because he trusts them so much. Right. And they're right on top of everything they need to be on top of. And there is no space to get the ball out where now he can do a lot more things. He's got a lot of things at his disposal that he can do defensively, schematically, because of the ability of those guys on the back end.
Coach, tell me one thing with your football team you most surprised at in a positive way, and maybe one thing that you wish you were a little bit better at.
Somebody asked me that the other day, Mike, and you know what? I'm not surprised right now. We've got an older group. We've got a mature group, and we got guys that are we're consistently getting better each and every week. And I'm not surprised by that because I think that's the path that we need to take. And I'm not disappointed in anything. I think where we are right now is about where we should be as we move on into the season. We've been through three games now, and we've steadily progressed in each and every phase. I wish maybe we were a little bit better on special teams, but offensively and defensively, the improvements that we've made each and every week is showing itself, and I think that's because of the experience that we have and the snaps that these guys have played, and that's why I'm looking forward to, you know, as we move on through the season, that continued improvement. So I don't think there's anything that you just pinpoint and say, man, we really need to get better at that. We're really doing a good job at a lot of different areas.
Coach, Rebo told me this years ago, and he was like, Mike, most people don't really remember what you did in September and maybe early October. You know what they really remember? What happens after the second week in October and into November when it's conference play in the Southland. That's what everybody remembers you for.
It does. And that's why the disappointment was last year where we finished the season winning 6 out of 7 and losing by 3. You know, the only loss was by 3 to – you know, a top 10 ranked team and a seeded team. And that's what disappointed us about not getting in. We were playing our best ball at the end of the year last year. That's what we hope to do again, right? You want to continue to get better as the year goes along, and we want to continue to grow and get better each and every week and play our best ball at the end. But Timmy's right. People see that. They see that as you're coming along. If you know this, to get into the college football playoff, you better lose early. Because if you lose late, it might knock you out. Losing early, you can overcome it and recover from that. And you kind of feel like that's the same way at the FCS level, getting into the playoffs.
Coach Frank, health-wise, how are you at this stage? Because you got a couple games under your belt. Everybody's going to have some bumps and bruises. But from a health standpoint.
Yeah, you talking about me or the team? I'm a little overweight.
Man, now come on, what? What? Mike. You and I both in that category. I wouldn't ask you that about you, but I'm talking about the team.
I think we're healthy. Look, we've got the same things that everybody else. We've got a strain. We got a pull. We got a sprain. We got all of those things just like everybody else. It's next man up. If we have to use the next man up, if not, that guy's got to go. We're no different than anybody else. So I'm pleased where we are. I think our training staff is good, and we're ready to go.
Coach, I'll ask you a question. I don't know how you will answer this one, but I look across the college football landscape today, and, you know, we couple of three games into the season. I don't see a one team that I can say they head and shoulders above anybody else. I do think the transfer portal and the lack of depth, if you lose someone – it ain't a little drop, man. It's Mount Everest, so to speak, for some of these teams. When they lose a starter and a quality starter, I do think it is so tightened now in major college football, and I'm sure same thing in the FCS, that it's really kind of week to week, not who you play, but when you play them, so to speak, from a health standpoint.
Yeah, Mike, you and I had this discussion. You know, when it used to be where prior to the transfer portal, there were certain schools that were two and three deep guys going to the NFL. And now those two deep guys that were good enough to play in the NFL a year later, they're going to another school. And that school now is building their defensive line or a receiver that now was a backup and he's not the number one guy. He's going to go to another school and be the number one guy. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing that at the Power Four level. Those programs are building all-star teams, and they're getting the best 11 on each side of the football. And so that's what you're seeing. They're looking at, we need a starting guard. Well, he might be the third guard. You know, Vanderbilt's starting guard might be the third guard at Alabama, but he's a starting guard for them, and he's just a step behind. He just needed an opportunity to do what he needs to do, and they're getting those things now. And because of that, that's why I think you're seeing the parity that you're seeing, that there's, you know, and you guys are gamblers, but the point spreads aren't going to be as big as it is when some of these teams used to play each other as it is now. That's starting to level off a little bit, and those teams are a lot more competitive when a team like Indiana, even though the schedule wasn't that hard, they're in there. Illinois is in there. Teams that normally haven't been at the top of the conference are moving up to the top. Thus, you look at Vanderbilt and Ole Miss. Teams that haven't perennially been at the top, they're at the top now. And I think it's great for the game.
Coach, last question for you. I know you put a lot of emphasis on special teams. Playing a team like LSU, you got to beat them in special teams. I just think if you're going to stay close or beat them, that element, now turnovers do kind of equal the feel, but special teams for me, I think always plays a big part when you're trying to pull off an upset.
It is. It's that hidden yardage. It's the field space. It's where you are. Can we get some first downs and then punt and then flip the field? Can we return a punt and pick up some extra yardage? Can we do a great job on our coverage teams, limiting LSU on the return yardage? Those are all big things that we've emphasized all during the week. Of course, we do it every week, right? And that's what I think that's where we've had the advantage over a lot of our opponents that we've played. We do a great job on special teams in those areas. So you're going to see that play out on Saturday. And, you know, our guys need to do what they need to do and get the job done. And then we'll see where that yardage comes from.
Coach Seffel, definitely appreciate the time and good luck on Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
Come see me at Acme Oyster House, Coach.
Go Frank.
I'm doing pregame over there. Yeah, that's where I'm at on Saturdays. Me and Herb Tyler, so come see me at Acme Oyster House. I'll take care of the bill.
I'm usually busy on Saturdays, Mike. I'm busy on Saturdays sometimes, right?
Okay.
Hey, look, Mike, I want to say this, too. We got a young man on our team from Crowley, Louisiana, by the name of Jackson Casanova, that will be making the trip with us on Saturday. And I know that's a name that the people with an LSU background will certainly they're familiar with.
Man, Tommy was one of the all-time greats, Frank. Really was.
Absolutely.
Consider what he did to play on both sides and as a kick punt returner. Man, there ain't many guys that had that on the resume like what Tommy did.
Exactly right. And Jackson's going to be one of those guys that's going to do some special things for us. We're excited about him being a Southeastern Lion.
Cheers again, Coach. Thanks again. We'll be talking to you soon. Taking a break here. Breaking on Sports Talk. We'll be back to wrap up Weekend Kickoff, getting ready for Thursday Night Football. Stay tuned after this on WWL. Back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, closing out this hour, getting ready for our Thursday Night Football. We do have the Seattle Seahawks injury list came out for Thursday, Mike. Not practicing again today, Zach Charbonnet, Nick Emmanuel-Worry, Julian Love, and Devin Witherspoon. That's big one for Seattle.
That's the big one, that Witherspoon showing up, but I'd heard McDonald talk about it, that we're going to take our kind of long look at Weatherspoon to see how it is. Emin Ward is an interesting guy because of the fact that he fits exactly what they want him to do. They want him to really be the Kyle Hamilton of that team. And, boy, man, you talk about an athlete.
Man.
Now, he ain't the football player Kyle Hamilton is, but, man, he is an unbelievable athlete. But a lot of hurts in the secondary.
Yeah.
And Emin Ward and Julian Love, Weatherspoon, and Josh Joby with a knee. Now, he was a full participant today.
That's a wrap on to this week's edition of our weekend kickoff. Getting ready for Saints football, LSU, Tulane all this weekend. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for tuning in. For Luke Augusta, Charlie Long, Mike Dettillier, I'm Steve Geller. I'll be back at it with Deuce McAllister on Fans in the Pro tomorrow. Make sure you tune in 4 to 6 for that. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy Thursday night football. Bills versus Dolphins up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food. Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.